The 73rd United Nations General Assembly officially starts this week. It's supposed to be a place where key pressing issues of our time, the ones that affect people around the world, take center stage. But sometimes the things that make the headlines during the assembly are not the very issues that need to be addressed the most. So we've compiled five key global issues we think you should keep an eye on during this General Assembly. The first is China, where the central government in Beijing is reportedly imprisoning more than a million minority Uyghur Muslims in secret internment camps. The United Nations says it has received credible reports that indicate China has been locking up the minority group in mass numbers for months to politically indoctrinate them in the region of Xinjiang. The alleged targeting of this minority group would make it China's largest internment program since the era of Mao Zedong. The move is reportedly part of a larger effort by the government to crack down on religious liberty in the country. China vehemently denies that it's imprisoning millions of Uyghurs to indoctrinate them, despite overwhelming evidence and testimony from those who were recently released from the camps. The United Nations and others have condemned this crackdown, including the United States, who is now weighing the implementation of sanctions against the country. The second is the Rohingya crisis. The plight of the Rohingya people now stretches into its second year. Myanmar's alleged state-sponsored violence against the ethnic and religious minority group has claimed the lives of at least 10,000 people and forced over 700,000 others to flee across international borders for safety. A recent report by the United Nations Human Rights Council detailed systematic forms of violence perpetrated by security forces, including torture, imprisonment, mass rape, arson, and indiscriminate killing. The group accuses the state of committing genocide against the Rohingya. Myanmar has refuted these claims despite the overwhelming evidence against it, as well as the victims' testimony who have fled the country. This will be the first time world leaders gather after the UN report called the violence genocide. Follow the story to see if the world's policymakers and leaders push for more action against the Southeast Asian country. Third is South Sudan's civil war. South Sudan, the world's youngest country, continues to be afflicted by civil war and violence. Since 2013, the war has killed well over 50,000 people and created Africa's worst refugee crisis today, with more than 2 million people being forced out of the country to seek safety. The South Sudanese not only face the threats of war, but also a food shortage that could put well over 1 million people at risk of severe hunger. Most recently, in August 2018, the warring sides signed another peace agreement that seems to be holding for the moment. But as they wait for the agreement to take full effect, the violence still continues. Neighboring countries have accepted millions who are seeking safety, and the UN and other international organizations have continued relief efforts. The United States and European countries have even placed sanctions and travel restrictions against key military officers. Fourth is the conflict in Yemen. The conflict has devastated what was already the poorest country in the Arab world. Over 6,000 civilians have died during the conflict, and another 8.4 million are now on the brink of starvation. The war started as a civil conflict after a popular uprising destabilized the country in 2011. The civil conflict turned into an outright proxy war between regional enemies, Iran and Saudi Arabia, in 2015, which has created what some have called the worst humanitarian crisis in the world today. Some world powers, like the United States and the United Kingdom, have even backed Saudi Arabia's brutal campaign. The United Nations Human Rights Council has said that both sides in the war need to be investigated for likely war crimes, over their targeting of civilian locations like hospitals, schools, and markets. So as the leaders of Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the United States all gather on the world stage to send out their messages, listen for what they have to say about Yemen. And finally, the US family separation policies. The United States typically takes center stage at the General Assembly for the president's speech. But this year, it should be talked about for another reason. Its actions that have separated asylum seekers and immigrant families at its southern border. In April 2018, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced a new zero-tolerance policy that resulted in the arrest and criminal prosecution of immigrants who crossed the border illegally and asylum seekers. The policy has even resulted in babies and toddlers being held inside of what some have described as cages. While President Trump signed an executive order in June to end family separations, some experts say a number of the families that were separated will never be able to be reunited. The Trump administration's policy has been criticized by multiple countries, human rights groups, and political leaders within the United States. The United Nations Human Rights Council has even strongly condemned the U.S. for the separation and detentions of the families, calling it unconscionable and equating it to child abuse. So as the General Assembly gathers, remember to pay attention to what world leaders say or not say about some of these important issues in the world today. What are some other issues you think need to take center stage at this year's UNGA? Make sure to let me know in the comments below and on Twitter. Thanks for watching Now This World, and please don't forget to like and subscribe.